The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Monday night, I taught a brief lesson on ants on the brain. And I got this message from an article that I read by a doctor by the name of Dr. Amen. And he wrote an article about ants on the brain. And ants on the brain are automatic negative thoughts. Automatic negative thoughts. Every one of us have to deal with automatic negative thoughts. Some people have a greater difficulty with automatic negative thoughts. And it just depends on your background. It depends on the things that you have encountered during your lifetime. You know, we had Dr. Carolyn Leaf here, and she taught us about the brain and the importance of our thoughts and how the reality through some thermal imaging, they found that they could track the brain, and when a person had a negative thought, that negative thought would show up as a gnarly-looking bush, like a thorn bush. But when a person had a positive thought, that thing would show up as a beautiful tree or a bush. And she also, in her book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, she's written several books, but that one in particular comes to my mind. She taught us that you not only have, we all have negative thoughts, but we can train ourselves to overcome those negative thoughts and have more positive thoughts. But it's a process. And not only is it a process, but it's something that you have to work at thoroughly. However, there is something that we have that the world doesn't have in overcoming negative thoughts, and that's the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. So I want to tell you that not only are you able to work on overcoming your negative thoughts, you can pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and you have awesome power to change the way you think. Because we need to change the way we think in the body of Christ. I am absolutely convinced of that. Viktor Frankl was a psychologist that was a survivor from the Holocaust in Nazi Germany. And while he was in the concentration camp, he studied the people that were there. And he found, exempt from those who were actually exterminated in the camps through gas and other means, the people that survived, Viktor Frankl found out the people that survived those camps were normally people that had a more positive outlook on their life and the expectation of what was going to take place after the camp. They had hope that they would make it through, is basically what he said. Now, that boils down his teachings and some of the things that he believes, and I don't believe everything that he believes, but I'm just telling you, this is what he discovered. And an overview of what he discovered, that those people who survived because they had a more positive mental attitude. Now, that has huge implications for us as believers in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done for you. So, faith is a positive outlook. Now, there's so much more to it than that. We understand that. But you have to have faith in God. Without faith in God, it's impossible to please Him. You've got to have faith in Him. So, in order to have faith in Him, you have to have a positive outlook of God. Amen? You've got to believe. You know, He's our Father. If you don't have a positive outlook toward God, how can you have faith in that? And so many people have had negative teachings, wrong teachings, wrong experiences. Listen, some people have had experiences with their earthly father, that affect their relationship with their Heavenly Father. We know that. That's where taking care or exterminating ants is so important. That's where we get to this point where we recognize that we have ants on the brain, and those ants, those automatic negative thoughts that just come up, seems like out of nowhere, right? Doesn't it seem like that, man, it just all of a sudden they come up out of nowhere. You may not be thinking about it, and all of a sudden it comes out up out of nowhere. And there it is, and you're thinking on it, and you begin dwelling on it. It's tough. And we've got to overcome that. A little boy was confessing to his father. He said, "Daddy, I think I've sinned. I've had some really bad thoughts." And the father was really a very wise Christian father. And he asked the little boy, "Did you ask God to forgive you?" "Yes." And he said, "Okay, then it's important that you change your thoughts. But I've got to ask you, son, did you entertain those thoughts?" And the little boy got a strange look on his face, and he thought about it for a minute. He said, "No, Daddy, but they sure entertained me." Oh, you got to think about that a little bit. Negative, and sometimes those thoughts do entertain us, huh? That's the reason that Jesus said that our thought life is so important. He said, whatever is in the heart will proceed out of the mouth. The abundance of the heart, that's where your treasure is. He taught us over and over and over these things that what's inside of us. So it's important that we not allow the negative things to get inside of us, and we begin to recognize how we can exterminate ants. It's important to exterminate automatic negative thoughts. So my first point this morning is to understand the power of your thoughts. Now, I'm not sure how far we're going to get in this teaching this morning, but this part of it, please listen carefully to what I'm saying here, because I believe that it's important that we understand the power of our thoughts. Because our thoughts, If we continue to think on thoughts and dwell on thoughts, we internalize those thoughts. And those thoughts become actions. And those actions can either make or break your life. I believe that. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Now, we're going to go way back into the beginning. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And it says this: "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being." Now, this is very important that we understand this basic biblical doctrine. And that is that we are created in the image of Almighty God. The scripture that goes on teaches us that we are created in exact image of God. This word breathe, it means to blow, sniff, seethe, give up, or lose life or gain life. According to the scripture, God literally breathed life into man. And I can tell you this, I believe that the life that he's breathed into you is your spirit. And the reason I believe that life is in the spirit, I believe that you're a spirit being that has a soul that lives in a body. You're a triune being, just like God, created in his image. So the spirit, now the reason I can say that is not just that I formulated some opinion of my own, but it's a very scriptural opinion. It's based in part on a lot of other scriptures, but in part on Job 33:4. This says, "The spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." The Spirit of God breathed spirit into us and caused us to be alive. Now, if we think through this, we have to recognize also that Ecclesiastes 12:7 says this: "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit," and it's talking about death, it's talking about death of this physical body. The dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. So you see, this is not just some opinion of mine. This is a very biblical perspective. It's a doctrine of the Bible that we are a spirit being. It returns. Now, here's the thing. We're a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. When God breathed life into man and he spirited into man, a spirit, that spirit and soul became intertwined with one another. Only God could separate that. The spirit and soul are eternal. The spirit gave your soul life, and your life, your soul gives your spirit consciousness. So together, they become you. That's who you are, your spirit and soul. So when it says the spirit goes back to God who gave it, it's not only just your spirit, it's who you are. You go back. You go to God. And that's where the scripture tells us that it was pointed unto God, to man wants to die, and then what? The judgment. So we go back before the Lord, and he judges. And for those of us who know the Lord as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we know God, we have a relationship with Almighty God through the Son, Jesus. Guess what? We go to be received into the kingdom with the Lord Jesus. Those who do not, I hate to even think about the consequences that's going to happen to them. The judgment that is going to come upon them. That's why we preach salvation here at Bethel. We want you to know that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the link between you and God. Jesus has come so that you could have a relationship with the Father once again. And all you have to do is receive Jesus as your Savior. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved. That part is easy. Then you have to start living it. And part of that living it is extinguishing these ants in our mind, these automatic negative thoughts that seem to come up in everybody's life. You know, we all have those things, and I want to drive this point home to you because I really feel that it's important that we recognize that this is real, this is true. Because let's think about some positive things in your life. How many of you had a grandmother that baked bread? Anybody in here? Several of you did, okay. So every time you smell bread baking, does it bring back memories of grandma? Yes. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, how about Christmas? You know, your things that you smell and see at Christmas time, does it bring back memories of past Christmas? Absolutely. You see, these things, we have triggers in our life. Triggers that are, you know, that if we had a great family, those things are positive. If we had some issues in our life with our family, they may not be so positive. These things that I'm talking about may trigger automatic negative thoughts that come up inside of you. And those are the kind of things that God wants to heal. He wants to heal that in you, and he wants to replace them with other thoughts. And we'll talk more about that toward the end of this message. But he wants you to have positive, good things to dwell on. He wants to take out the negative that the enemy has put in. You know, the enemy is a thief. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he has set up scenarios in your life. He set up traps. The Bible says the wiles of the devil. And he's taught that word there means that he tries to entrap people. He set up traps in your life that will create negative thoughts that every time you think those things, it stops you in your tracks. It keeps you from doing the things that God has called you to do. The enemy has established this in your life and in my life. I know the things in my life. I know the traps that the enemy has set up for me. And I know that when I encounter something, if I don't take authority over those automatic negative thoughts and replace them with the godly thoughts, guess what happens? It stops me from doing what God wants me to do. Okay, if I don't stop right there, I'm going to get in too much of this message before I'm ready to. Okay, so you're a spirit, you have a soul, and you reside in a body. That's who you are. This body is going to die. We know that. Amen. Now, there are those out there in our society, in the world, that are doing their very best to try to stop that from happening. I do not believe they'll ever accomplish it. God's not going to allow that. But they're trying. They're doing their best. They're trying to find the death gene, what it is. Or they refer to it rather than the death gene as the fountain of youth gene. The thing that will cause you to live forever. This has been man's dream since the fall of man. To be able to live forever. Aside from, here's the problem. They're out there trying to find the way to eternal life apart from God's plan. We have found the way to eternal life, and it's God's plan. That plan is through His Son, Jesus Christ. We will have eternal life because of that. And yet the world keeps trying to find their own way. And what, you know, here's the interesting thing. The Bible says that Jesus is going to come back. He's going to split the eastern sky, and every eye is going to see Him. And those who do not know Him, the Bible says they're going to mourn and whine. And complain. They're going to say, oh no, here He is. And they're going to say, they're going to run into the caves. They're going to run into their fortresses, the places that they have dug underground to hide out. And they're going to say, fall on us. Because the one, the Lamb of God, has come. Wow. You see, they try to tell you that there is no God. But they, in the back of their mind, they really know. The God, Jesus, they're all real. They really do know that God has a plan. They just think they're smarter than our God. And they're going to find out different. Hallelujah. Okay, so without the Spirit, the life in you, you're just a pile of clay that's an inanimate body laying there. Now, here's what we must realize what's happening here with this brain that we have, that God created us with. The brain is, as long as we're walking on the face of this earth, it's part of our mind, will, and emotions. Okay? But one day, when we die, the brain's no longer going to be a part of who we are. And yet, we're going to continue to have a mind, will, and emotions. So there's something much more spiritual about this than we understand. It's almost impossible for us to separate it and to understand it. Only God can do that. But for now, here's the way I see it. I see the brain as a bridge between the natural world and the supernatural world. The brain causes us to see things in the natural. But if we allow God to work through us, we can also experience the supernatural with our brain by walking by faith. If you walk by faith and not by sight, you'll see these things. We will not walk according to our flesh, but according to the Spirit. And when we do that, it's very possible for us to glean from the spiritual world. And we need to glean more from the spiritual world than we do from the natural world. We all live in this natural world. And every morning we have to get up. And you know, you've always heard people say, well, you know, I got up on the wrong side of the bed. You've heard people say that? Yeah. Well, if that's the case, get back in bed and get up on the right side. Change your attitude. You know, it'd be nice if it was that easy, wouldn't it? But we know it's not. There's more to it than that. There's something we all have those days that it just doesn't feel right. We're going through something. You know, sometimes we don't even know why we feel this way. Other times we know exactly why. And then there's sometimes we have those days where we feel like, hey, man, everything's clicking. Everything's going well. It's great. It's good. You know, this week I have a rental property in Nelsonville. It's a long ways away. And when something happens, I have to go up there and work on that property. And Dave Adams and I went to work on that property this week. We had to work on a sewer line. And I don't wish that on my enemies. Because the sewer line was busted, you have to get down in that nasty water, which had to pump it out. We had this trash pump, and we had to dig a hole. And I was down in the ditch with all that nasty water and a trash pump. You have to prime it sometimes. And Dave was up there trying to prime the pump. And we had water in it, so he was just loosening the cap just a little bit. And the pump was running full blast. And all of a sudden, the cap flew off, hit him right between the eyes. And the sewer water was raining down on top of me. But not that, that was the worst part of it. He got it right in the face. It was a mess. And I got to tell you, I had to turn around so he didn't see me laughing. Because he was not a happy camper. And you can understand, you know. Yeah. Face full of that junk all over him. Got it in his mouth. Ruined his clothes. And yet, you know, after it was all over with, after he picked, and as soon as it happened, he picked up that cap and threw it in the back of my truck. He was upset. But I got to hand it to him after it was all over with. He was able to laugh just a little bit with me about it. And you know, things like that can be humorous, but when you're in the moment, it's not very funny, is it? So, we all have those things that happen to us throughout our life. And if we're not on top of it, and if we're not, you know, Dave could have let that just completely, totally destroy his day and the rest of the week. And he didn't. He made a choice. And we all have to make those kind of choices. And that's why I'm trying to drive home this point about these automatic negative thoughts, because these automatic negative thoughts that come up inside of us can ruin your day and ruin your life. They can control you, and they will control you if they can. So here's what we must understand, is that in the natural realm, the brain takes in information. But the brain will also take in spiritual information. If you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, guess what? He's speaking to you. He's guiding and directing your life. He wants you to do what He has commanded for your life. He wants you to be directed by His thoughts and His ways, not yours. Therefore, He can empower you to overcome those automatic negative thoughts and become victorious over the wiles or the temptations that the enemy has tried to place upon you. Know this, the enemy is relentless. He will not give up. He keeps after you and after you, and after you. And years, I don't care how long you work on getting rid of these automatic negative thoughts, if you let your guard down, he's going to be right back in your face attacking you again. So you've got to stay on top of it with the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Run this race to the end. Win this race. Know that you can be victorious. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That's what we must comprehend. Proverbs 23:7 says this, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." This tells us that there's something about what we're thinking, what we really think. That's who we really are. Your thoughts affect your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. This, in turn, affects your spirit man. And we want a strong spirit man. We want our spirit person, spirit man, we refer to it as gender neutral, of course, but we want our spirit man to be the strongest part of us. We want our spirit man to overcome this fleshly person. We want our spirit man to be able to walk by faith and not by sight. Because we can only do that in the spirit, not in the flesh. That's why Luke 6:44 says this: a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. That's Luke 6:44. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. Now listen, we all know that it's possible to fake it. Okay? We do that quite often. In fact, many times on Sunday mornings, we come in here and fake it. Right? Come on, let's be real with each other. We fake it. We put on a smile, we act like everything's okay, and we're doing all right. And, you know, honestly, people don't want to hear you whining, so that's probably not a bad thing. However, you do need to have a group of people, at least one or two, that you can go to and cry on their shoulder when you need to. Believers who will comfort you, encourage you, and kick your butt if you need it. Amen? Tell you to get back on track. Now, wait a minute. That's not what God says about you. That's not the circumstances you should be walking in. Here's what God says. Amen? People that you can trust. So, yeah, we know it's possible to put on what we used to call airs, of course, to appear to be something that you're not. But the Bible is very clear that the reality is that when you're put in a position, a place where there's lots of pressure on you, where you don't have time to think about your actions, guess what will come out? What's in your heart. Yeah. It's exactly what will come out. Whatever is in your heart will come out. It's very true. It's a reality. And these things have been conditioned in us sometimes that it's so very important that we overcome them. And we realize that, well, wait a minute. If it starts to rise up inside of us, that we recognize where it's coming from. And we know that it's a condition that the enemy has tried to put upon us. It's a trap that the enemy, the wiles of the enemy, has come along and he set up this trap and he's trying to trap you into acting a certain way. And you're bigger than that. You're stronger than that. You have more power in your life than that. You can overcome that. The field of science which studies the connection between feelings, thoughts, and health, it's called something that I cannot pronounce, so I'm not going to try to. But we'll shorten it. It's called PNI. And it's important that we recognize there's been lots of study that has gone on in regards to this. I want to share a few things with you about that because it started in the 1800s. There was a man. Hold on just a minute, see if I've got the information I need here. Yeah. A Russian psychologist by the name of Pavlov, and he designed an experiment where he would ring a bell and then feed a dog. And he would ring the bell and feed the dog. He did this over and over and over, and finally he would just ring the bell. And he found that he had conditioned that dog to every time he heard the bell, that the dog thought it was going to get something to eat, so it began to salivate, begin to get, you know, it was ready. Its body started to function as if it was getting food, whether he fed it or not. Now, we're not dogs. Amen. I'm not trying to compare you to a dog. But there's been lots of studies in regards to this. And the reality is human beings have some of that same conditioning in us. And if we continue in the kind of conditioning that we have been raised in or taught by the enemy, we can sometimes override the power of the Holy Spirit that's inside of us. Because he has good things. God has good thoughts and good ways. He wants you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. The enemy has other plans. And that's why the enemy has set up these traps for you. There was another study that was done. This was done on humans in Japan in 1962, much more recent. There's been lots and lots of studies. But this is one that really drives home the point that I want to make this morning. And that is that they took two groups of children, 13 in each group. The first group of children they knew were prone to getting poison ivy. So they took a leaf that was not poison ivy. But they told the children, this is poison ivy. And they rubbed poison ivy rubbed the leaf that was not poison ivy on the children's arm. Then they took a second group, and they took a leaf of poison ivy, and they told the children this was a harmless leaf, and they rubbed it on the children. The first group that had poison ivy rubbed, actually non-poison ivy rubbed on them, all but two of them got poison ivy. And it wasn't even poison ivy. But their bodies reacted to it because they thought it was poison ivy. The second group that thought, well, the first group, let's see if I'm getting this. The second group that they actually rubbed poison ivy on, only two children got poison ivy because they were told that it wasn't poison ivy. And they were prone to get poison ivy. Now, what does that tell us? Now, let's be very careful here because I want to tell you something. Psychosomatic illness is not mental illness, what I'm talking about here. Those children were not mentally ill. Those children believed something, so their body reacted to it. There's been all kinds of studies that tell us that people get sick sometimes because of the way they think. That doesn't mean they're mentally ill. It just means that your body reacts to your thinking. Therefore, it's so very important for us to walk in health, to have our soul prosper so that we can walk in health and wholeness in every area of our life. Because when your soul prospers, your whole being prospers. Soul prosperity is so important for us. And your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, your brain is a part of that here as we walk on earth. And guess what? Praise God. We have the ability to control some of that in our life. I want you to know, it's not easy. You're not going to be able to overcome automatic negative thoughts just by one time saying, okay, I'm going to capture that thought. I'm going to stop it. No, that's not going to happen. But you are going to be able to, with the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, to be able to train your brain to think differently and affect your whole life. All right. trying to decide where to go from here. I think it's really important that maybe we pause at this point, because I've got a lot more teaching to do in regards to this. We're going to talk about identifying ants and how you can identify them. We're going to talk about capturing and exterminating ants. And we're going to talk about how to replace ants in your life, in your thinking, and in your brain. It's really important that we understand how ants can affect our faith in God. Some of you have struggled with your faith in God, and it has to do with things that have happened in your life in the past. Whether it's relationship or bad teaching, things that have taken place, people that have abused you and misused you that are supposed to be godly. Come on. I know I have good friends that have been horribly abused by their parents, by their uncle, by family members. And if it was not for the Holy Spirit intervening in their life, they would be a complete mess. God changed their heart and their thinking. He allowed them to forgive and overcome. He gave them a new heart. Now, do they still struggle with some automatic negative thoughts? Sometimes they do, but they've learned to overcome those things. They've been able to go back and mend the relationships. No matter what those people did to them, they went back and mended the relationship. They've talked to them. They've got it straightened out. They found out that forgiveness and love covers a multitude of sins. I believe that's, I think that's where we should stop right here this morning. Because I'm, without a doubt, people in here that are struggling with some automatic negative thoughts. I want to see God bring some healing into your life. Hebrews 11:1 says, "For now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Wow. It's believing without seeing. But when we encounter these automatic negative thoughts in our life, those things can overwhelm us. That's why I believe that God wants to bring some healing this morning into some lives. So as Pastor Otis plays, I'm going to ask you to stand with me.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.